You, my friend, are so not the usual leader, and neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Hello, badass leaders and rebels. I want to tell you a personal story. Last week, my husband and I celebrated our wedding anniversary. It seems we've been legal for 32 years, known one another for 35. Or as he said, honey, I've been with you more than half of my life. Huh. There is one trait my hubby has that I absolutely adore. He is not opinionated. You know, folks who love or hate sports or politics or a polarizing figure and believe they are right, they're opinion is important. The world is screwed and they need to share their beliefs frequently and forcefully. Of course you do. We all do. And they can go on for hours in their self-obsessed glory and really destroy a lovely get-together just by opening their mouths. My husband doesn't do that. He has very little in the way of firm opinions. And I asked him why he thought that was. Because I always try to see both sides, that was his answer. Now I have to tell you, in the whole 35 years we've been together, we've never had one fight, a timeout, or a massive argument, not once. This has always surprised our friends and colleagues, and we're often viewed as the weird couple from Mars. Now don't get me wrong, we do piss one another off occasionally. And our life together has been no different than yours. We have experienced all kinds of loss, professional and personal. And some of our friends have even said that they cannot imagine sticking together with what we have been through. I finally came up with the reason we are still together. My husband and I share very similar personal values. These are the things that are important to you in life. They're the characteristics and behaviors that motivate us and guide our decisions. So let me share with you an example. Both my hubby and I can be annoyingly brutal in our quest for honesty and integrity at all times. And we believe that family trumps everything. We also believe that kindness is best spread lavishly and staying clear of toxic people is better for all. Furthermore, respecting others is paramount. Telling one another every single day at least twice we love the other person is a go-to activity. And having a date night every week is foundational. So that is the common values that my husband and I share. And listen, these are just a few things that work for us, and I'm not advocating one bit that these are the best values that every successful marriage has. I know for sure they won't work for everyone, and they may not work for you. I'm sharing this story, though, because I want to make a point. If you think back to all the people in your life over the years, the ones you've had the best experiences with, the ones who brought you the most joy, and the ones who made all your interactions completely effortless, those folks were the people that you shared common values with. And you can always feel in your gut the folks you won't have much to do with, because you can feel the dishonest ones, the cagey ones, the ones who push past the boundaries way farther than what you think is acceptable, right? In fact, you feel a go or no-go feeling with everyone you meet. We all do. And the evidence is incontrovertible that we all have different personal values, and when we articulate them, that conversation will get us very quickly to do they fit with us or not. So let me ask you something. How come it is when most of us hire people for our teams, the first thing most worry about are skills, talent, and the pay grade necessary to get the job done? Does that really make sense when we humans know for a fact that we get along better with people whose personal values are aligned closely to ours? Of course not. And that bit on hiring on skill, talent, and pay grade first is the main reason why 80% of our employees are not engaged, are not motivated, and they're simply going through the motions. There is a better way, and it is the reason I can brag about turning ordinary humans into extraordinary results makers. Extraordinary teams. Teams who perform, where every member consistently gave me more than I ever possibly could ask for. Now, I was never taught this way of hiring. I stumbled on it accidentally. You see, one day I was feeling incredibly overworked and frustrated with a 2-inch stack of resumes on my desk. I had absolutely no desire to look at another boring resume. I didn't want to interview another terrible candidate, and I just wanted the whole damn thing off my plate now. Except I didn't have anybody to dump the work on. And I also knew my track record, honestly, for hiring was 50-50. It was always a crapshoot. Sometimes I picked a winner, sometimes I picked a loser. I never had much support from HR because their job was finished when they dumped a stack of resumes on me. So I did what you do. I decided to blow up the whole damn hiring box. I called my direct reports together and announced that I wanted to get them involved with the hiring of their colleagues, that I was no longer going to be the one and only, and that since they were going to work with them, we would have group interviews, that any question they wanted to ask a candidate was perfectly acceptable as long as they too would be willing to provide their own answer back to the candidate. What did they need from me to get this new way going? So, after the shock wore off, they decided that what was most important to them was that they got along with the person and that the person ultimately worked at their level of output. In their words, no losers or misfits allowed. I replied with one thing, one request. Fine, let's draw up a list of personality traits that we think we want from all people that we bring in. Now, I got to tell you, that sounds a hell of a lot easier than it was to do. What we ultimately came up with all the time was a list of personal values, beliefs, and feelings that we wanted. And that exercise, well, it can take anywhere from 8 to about 20 hours over a few days to complete. It was always a one-time exercise because we used the results of that period of time for every single new hire. And how we got to that point was by starting with our why are we in business? Then going through why we're such a good organization for others. What responsibility and respect we gave to all employees and why joining our company would be a great idea, at least for a couple of years. I gotta tell you, I never worked for an organization that had a gold-plated benefit program. And very rarely did I ever have a company that paid at the high end of the pay scale. So why I'm sharing this is there are so many more companies paying more money and more benefits than us. But let me tell you what happened with this new approach. My team took the hiring of people very seriously. In fact, more seriously than I did. They joyfully and carefully took to the conversational approach rather than the full-on interview mode. And they always presented me with the top three candidates. I cleared my desk of stuff I did not relish, and I ended up spending my time doing exactly what every leader should do, interviewing and answering the interviewee's questions. Best of all, always our staff turnover rate fell. Imagine going from 30% turnover to 1% turnover inside of 2 years. Now, today, a good chunk of that work can be shortcutted with some awesome software tools, so the time of every person involved in the process can be shortened. The list can be compiled faster. The secret to success, though, is to still stay with personal values. Stack those personal values against your why statement or your big, hairy, audacious corporate goal. Define the business and personal values that will help you get there faster. I must reinforce the fact that this is a group exercise. It is not something you, the executive, you, the big boss, or you, the owner, do in isolation. But once it's set in place, your odds of successful hires dramatically improves. Your engagement will naturally go through the roof. Your leadership prowess will be respected. And your team will deliver extraordinary results. I know this is a guaranteed way of bringing you mountains of success. The best in the world use some form of this to hire. It is not the fastest way to hire good people, but it is the least expensive. You know, just like I do, anything is possible. There are just two things you need: focus and commitment. I believe in you. I know you can make the impact you want. Have a great week. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.